And we're on. Today's episode is brought to you by Campbell's Chunky Hearty Soup. Brought to you by Campbell's Chunky Soup.
Dumbo.
If you ain't gumbo, you're a Dumbo.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, we got
you. It's getting cold in the night. And you ain't got nobody. You got chunkies.
You got chunkies.
The super you.
Super soup. Chunky soup. Today we got a new guest on our online today. He's Skyping us, but you'll hear him clearly. His name is Isaiah, and that's with a Z, so make sure you go Isaiah, not Isaiah.
What's up, dude?
But he does say, but good day today. You know, I slept most of it, enjoyed my day off, took it in, it was cold, you know, it was just fun.
And it was fucking cold today, yeah. It was fucking, I actually don't even know what the percentage of degrees it was today.
I would say it was probably 4 degrees Celsius this morning.
Celsius. For all you Fahrenheit motherfuckers, you make no goddamn sense.
Whole goddamn metric imperial system is stupid. Let's bring it together, people. More. It's November today. November's an important month because, you know, it's Remembrance Day.
It's November.
Wear your poppies, Canadians.
Remembrance month, bro.
Well, 11th is Remembrance Day, but
yes. It's...
You go up until about the 11th, I'd say. You wear it from the 1st until the 11th.
Yeah, dude. That's how you get more tips from people when you're doing a serving job.
Huh? Well, yeah, that's all. That's true. That's
not
true.
Not if you're at a liquor store and there's a tip jar, and the next thing you know, there's a fucking Canadian Legion fucking tip jar for Canadian Legion service workers or whatever the fuck it is.
Getting cucked out of all your store change.
Dude, I'm fucking...
Goddamn Salvation Army.
I give these people their change back and they're about to put it in my tip jar, but no, it goes straight to the Canadian Legion tip jar and I make fucking $5 a night working 8-hour shifts.
Dude, I never tip the fucking guy at the liquor store, dude. That's fucked.
I actually Jewed a dollar off you one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah, you came in and then you left and I was like, yo, you forgot to pay me a dollar. And then you're like, what? I gave you a toonie. I'm like, no, you gave me a dollar. And then you gave me that dollar, and then I put in my tip jar, and then you called me a cuck and left.
Fucking
but you're the cuck for not taking that dollar back.
Classic brown person move.
Good Thank job. You. That's how we make money. Yep. Most billionaires come out of India, even though it's a third world country.
Because
the government is fucked. Yeah. And I'll tell you that. I was there for 5 weeks. It's disgusting. Well, I wanted to. I would have shit on the road, but I'm a decent person straight from Canada. I was fresh off the airplane because I could afford a plane ticket and not go on a boat on the way to Canada.
Over in Canada, you know, we're blessed. Pretty blessed. I think it's important that you wear a poppy in November. But you know what's even crazy about fucking November?
No
nuts. Nuts. The fuck?
I got nuts, so I'm busting a nut. Yeah. I'm busting a nut 2 minutes into November.
Yeah, we're not allowed to bust a nut, dude.
Yeah, because it's no nut November, but, you know... It's just November or Movember or Remembrance
it's
Day month.
Ridiculous though.
Day.
Like it's absolutely ridiculous. It's like what? Like try not to jerk off at all, and then the next month is destroy your dick December. And I know people do that one, but yeah. Nobody takes part in no not November.
No, most people fail. And if you do go through no not November without nutting, you get nothing.
Dude, did you drink all my water?
No, dude, you drank all your water.
I drank all my water?
Yeah, dude.
You fucking slant. I handed it to you.
Yeah, today's special featured drink is two glasses of water.
Yeah.
Cold. Is it half empty or half full? Let us know on our Instagram page that you guys should also follow.
All four of you.
All four of you listeners.
Because the other ones are kids.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, follow us on Instagram, Dude Convos, @DudeConvos_Convos is our Instagram handle.
You got that one out. It just took a couple revs at the engine.
Yeah, only 5 seconds, don't worry.
But I don't believe in No Nut November, and I think that every man should jerk off every day to their own leisurely.
Wait, hold up. Have you guys actually ever tried not to do it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've gone a few hours.
It's like physical pain after like 4 days.
We produce a lot of cum, dude.
Dude, you get all hormonal, you're like a chick, you just got a nut.
That's
what we're made to do.
Exactly. And we can nut way easier than a girl having an orgasm and fucking jerking off.
Yeah, dude, because they use like a fucking roll of fucking toilet paper.
But they don't excrete any fluids except for have their fucking menstrual cycle once a fucking
month. Nah, they got...
Yeah, they can jizz. Yeah,
they got vaginal fluids and shit, but it's like, we have loads.
Oh yeah, dude, that is true.
We have literally cartridges.
Yeah.
Of bullets. We have bullets. We fire bullets. Out of our goddamn dick.
Shooting blanks.
Hey, it's fun.
You shooting blanks?
Anybody
who... Nah, if you jerk off too much, you shoot blanks.
Anybody who goes the full month and then on December literally jerks off is going to make... Hopefully they have a fucking pillow because they're going to beat the back of their head against the fucking wall for 2 minutes in pain they expel.
Or halfway through without nutting in November, you're just going to have a wet dream. You're just going to be like, wow, what a waste of a fucking... What a waste of cum. Now you can't jerk off. Now you gotta wait another 2 weeks. And then December 1st is the fucking day of the month.
I just thought of something.
Nut.
If you don't nut all November and then you off.
It's pretty greasy, actually.
That's like dedication.
Only in Brazil.
If there's one way to go. Getting jerked off to death. I'd do that. I wouldn't jerk off.
I would absolutely have sex to death.
Yeah, does that count too? Like, if you fucking... If someone makes you nut, did you really nut? Or... You know what I mean?
Yeah, because no nut November would be more... Because I'm in my bedroom, I'm flapping, and I'm nutted.
Self-nutting.
Yeah, that's what I...
Self-inflicted coming.
Like, do women feel the effects of no nut November?
Yeah, they don't get laid.
Chicks just don't get laid for a month? Is that what happens?
Ooh, actually, that's so interesting because then if you take the whole sex aspect into it and literally just being like, no, you can't have sex all for the month, then
it turns into not getting laid in November. Canada's pissed.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How shit, this is a big issue.
This is something federal. The government's got to look into this.
Yeah, dude, the government's got to take over not November. It must fucking ban that shit.
Must be taking control of it or fucking something.
Anyway, point is, bust the nut, dude. Nuts are good.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Get to the tip.
Rub
that tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just make a ring with your finger and your thumb and your index finger and put it around your dick and just stroke the frenula of your dick. Foreskin, no skin, just do it.
Have a great day.
Even unravel a box of condoms and just fucking roll that on, take it off, roll it on. You know?
I mean, honestly, take a grapefruit, nice hole in it, 30 minutes microwave. No, not 30 minutes, 3 minutes. Don't put it in 30 minutes. You're going to have an explosion. It's a whole another kind of explosion.
Not if you poke holes in it to aerate. You know, you got to aerate it.
And then
once the juice
in the fucking
30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and then it dries out, and then you're fucking an 8-year-old prune grandma. But it's a grapefruit.
If you're into matures, then I guess that's your thing.
I ain't into matures.
Nah. No, because matures is when it starts to be like, this chick, I could just fucking dump loads into it and nothing's going to happen.
That's the best part.
I know, but they're so gross.
It's like a broken down washing machine.
Yeah, it literally is.
You just keep throwing clothes in it and it's just like, they don't get clean. Nothing happens to them.
Nothing happens. What do we do? They just come out wet. Everything's wet. She's wet. You're wet.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens, though.
No magic.
Pussy's not like scotch, though, man. It doesn't age well.
Yeah, it should be the older they get, the nicer it gets.
I bet you there's some chicks who fucking still got it going on, though. I bet you there's chicks who are like 50.
Yeah, chicks who do kegels, dude. Chicks who do kegels.
What? After 50, it's all kind of downhill, though, I think.
Dude, I can lift 5 pounds of my vagina. Literally, that would be the way to do it.
I mean, the older a guy gets, you can fuck older people, you can fuck younger people, but you know how it goes. If they're born, they're ready for porn, and you can fuck whatever the fuck you want.
Dude, age is on the clock.
Yeah, exactly. Age is on the clock.
Do not diddle kids.
We do not condone diddling kids.
That's horrible. That's disgusting.
But it's
a whole
other
kind of monster. It's funny, kind of, but it's also terrible.
But yeah. I also feel bad for the people affected by child diddlers all around the world.
Those diddly doers.
Really messed up stuff.
Shout out Bone Sharp. Anywho, what I was going to say earlier is, busting a nut in a chick, it's a glorious thing. If you haven't done it yet, try it. Just maybe kick her in the stomach a few times the next day.
Or just might put Plan B in her fucking coffee in the morning. But you should do it because it feels like
There's a lot of ways.
It's too warm. It's like almost too sensitive. It like just feels too good. It feels weird.
Even a pre pull out. Like, no. Even when you're like, I know I'm getting a little bit pre-cum here. Coming. Or even if you wear a condom for a little bit and you're like, okay, I definitely have some pre-cum there. Then take the condom off. Wipe the dick clean. Fucking.
Dude, but you know when your dick gets raw, it gets fucking sensitive. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's why you don't fat 42 times in a day. Because it feels gross. And then you die, yeah.
Or you can just nut in a chick 42 times a day.
That's fucking... what you gotta do... Imagine
how dehydrated you'd be
at the end of that. You'd also be so raw.
You'd just be with it to the bone. You'd be at the 12th time, you're like, bitch, no! Bitch, no!
You wouldn't even be able to move, man. You gotta have like a box of aminos and pre-workouts sitting next to you, ready to go.
And electrolytes, man.
And fucking electrolytes.
Literally Gatorade, and you're like,
dude, you put amino powder and pre-workout into G2, the fucking, what do I call it? I call it G2. Let's just stick with G2. Gatorade.
Make them strong.
Yeah, straight scotch whiskey.
Yeah, dude.
Straight shots of whiskey.
Sponsored by Jack Daniel's honey fucking whiskey. Brand new. Yeah.
Sponsored. We're sponsored.
Yeah, dude. Actually sponsored by Sailor Jerry's.
Wonderbread. Yeah, sauce Jack Daniel's a follow on Instagram. But before you do that, sauce us a follow on Instagram.
Yo, get yourself a bottle of Sailor Jerry's. Get a nice little beautiful lady sticker. That's one of the best fucking advertisements I've ever seen, man.
Yeah, dude. And get
shit right on the back?
Yeah, right on the back. You take that off? Oh, yeah. That's
I didn't know that.
You get a sticker and you get to make a fool out of yourself.
Just selling ourselves out. Shout out Wonderbread. Shout out Jack Link's Beef Jerky. Or it would be like a NASCAR. I want a vest with like fucking advertisements all over it. Lotus
on the back.
Bow vest, bow jacket.
Wow. It is crazy.
Shout out to Shroud for hilarious Black Ops blackout videos. That guy kills it, man. I've played. Shout out to a Shroud again for PUBG videos. Fuck his Fortnite videos because Fortnite's shit for you, Fortnite fags. Fortnite's gay. Go suck like a dick.
Fortnite's for like angsty preteens.
Yeah, that guy can fucking shoot the shit. And the shit are the other players that are shit.
You know what is a great game? Red Dead. Play Red Dead, kids.
Oh, yeah, dude. Play it. You can punch feminists in the face. It's fucking lit, dude.
It's a different time. Don't listen to all that bullshit about boycotting them. They know what they were doing. They made a great game. They're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, fuck. There's some glitches in it, but they're hilarious.
What?
You can't trash talk a game that people are laughing at because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't even play the game. It's a fucking great game.
Great game, dude.
Wow, we went from 10 out of 10. We went from remembering veterans to jerking off in November to, oh shit, there's an entire conspiracy about how women and men don't get to nut all of November. And then we went to video games.
Damn straight. It's
pretty good. Fucking what do we get? We got.
Nothing left.
What are you talking about? The tank's empty, Ricky.
Yeah, I just need a drink, man. Oh, shout out to Steamworks from Granville area in Vancouver. I just want to let you know that you guys make a great Pilsner and keep it going. Keep it going. Make those 750 tall cans. I shotgunned it. I shotted a fucking Budweiser, man. Shotgunned a fucking 750 of Budweiser once in a Thrifty Foods bathroom and the shit was fucked.
That's pretty greasy.
It was greasy, man. It was on me. It was all over the mirror, man. I fucking sprayed that shit in the toilet. I fucking took a dump right after. Fucking walked out of there smelling like beer. There's beer all over my shirt. People are probably like, what the fuck did this guy do? There's beer cans in there. There's fucking, there's beer everywhere.
Beer everywhere. I think
let's keep it rolling, actually. Let's fucking keep it rolling.
What are we talking about now? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah, it's fucking... Something I came across two nights ago, and usually these conversations don't go fucking anywhere.
Right?
Okay. Right? Okay. And so I came across a tiny article. It was like two sentences long, but this kid, he was 24, I believe, driving down the road somewhere in the States, probably, because all the fuck shit happens in the States. Why wouldn't it? There's a fuck ton of people there, and the media covers everything. everything that's bad. Everything from Justin Bieber eating a fucking burrito sideways and everyone believing it.
Justin Bieber eating burrito.
Yeah, dude, there was a video. There was a video. Some guys, I don't remember the YouTube channel. They got a Justin Bieber lookalike from Canada, made him look like Justin Bieber, made it seem like Justin Bieber sitting on a bench somewhere on the side of the road eating a burrito like a fucking hot dog, but like going into it sideways.
Wait, I thought that was a real picture.
No, dude, that was a Justin Bieber look. I was all staged, what? Man. And why? The fucking news in America blew up like, why the fuck is Justin Bieber eating a burrito like this? And these guys who made the video were just like, oh, you guys are fucked. And that proves right there that your guys' fucking news source is shit.
Yeah,
no one looks into anything. You guys are like, Republican this, Republican that. But anyways, back in black, man. AC/DC, great album.
Pretty shitty album.
Nah, it was a good album.
AC/DC is got shit.
Nah, dude, AC/DC's
got some good songs.
AC/DC played in front of 1.5 million people, man, in Russia.
Bells is a fucking lit song.
Metallica is, well, two different bands, dude. You can't compare a rock band to. Dude, that's like
you can't compare a rock band to another rock band.
They're not a rock band, dude. They're a metal band. They're a metal band, dude. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. It's like. That's fucking like saying, that's like Kanye West being like, rap is the new rock, but you're just fucking retarded because there's no genre called rap. It's hip hop.
Yeah, but like,
so the fuck are you? And very fenulicus. Feniculous. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, man. Maybe we'll save it for next time.
Oh, yeah, no, it was about that dude in the car, right? Because this dude in the car ran over.
Oh, yeah.
Four girls. Fucking hit four Girl Scouts. Three of them, I believe, were chilled, like Girl Scouts who were kids, and then killed one mother, and then the other girl, like, had very bad injuries. And these guys were in their car, lost control because they're fucking inhaling computer cleaning fluids. And these motherfuckers were dumb enough to fucking inhale a chemical that isn't even a drug. If you want to fucking get high, go get some goddamn weed. Go get a fucking needle and elastic band to pinch your goddamn elbow and fucking inject yourself with heroin. If you want to do drugs. If you want to get high, fucking rip a line of fucking cocaine, bro. You want to get high, smoke a crack pipe with some fucking crack in it.
But don't. We do not condone these actions, but you know.
Who gives a fuck?
But don't inhale.
Who gives a fuck?
Do heroin. Fucking do it.
There's no way that I'm going to be like, oh, go do cocaine. And people are going to be like, oh, shit, this guy said go do cocaine. No fucking way don't go do cocaine. It's fucking illegal, you dumbass. You fucking dumbasses.
Yeah, stupid.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. It's your own discretion. And if people are going to follow and believe celebrities just because they have a following of 1 million people or whatever and they do dumb things because these people do it, the person who fucking inflicts damage on themselves because some other celebrity did it, it's their own fucking problem. You can't blame someone for it. You're dumb as fuck. Just because some fucking chick got a fat ass surgery and she can afford it doesn't mean you can go get one and think you're going to look good. You probably look fucking terrible.
Probably will look good.
They probably will look good.
Some are done. Depending on the doctor. Some are just botched. Like you go to fucking Thailand and you get silicone injections in your fucking butt.
Yeah, and then you just have like a lopsided ass. And it's like, no squats will fix that.
Yeah, you've just got like literally a seat always on your butt.
Yeah, you're sitting on your ass. Like, oh, yeah. On your ass.
Hey, do you need something to sell? No, I brought some.
It's always with me. It's always with me.
I got a kiss. Fucking raids.
All right. We'll probably end it there. We'll probably give it another 5 minutes. Just give us 15 seconds to gather our thoughts and a moment of silence for the troops, well-respected people who served in World War I and II. And we're back. We're back. It ain't November 11th yet. Don't worry, we're not being disrespectful. We're just putting out a sick fucking cartoon show.
Just a little
show.
Prelude, only 4 seconds there.
Good old Supreme. Oh, also, good business tips. If people out there are listening to this, which they probably are not, you want to make a clothing company? Just get a fucking sick one-word logo like Supreme and sell your shit for $100. And people are going to...
Yeah, dude,
literally anything. You can literally buy... You probably buy poppies with Supreme right now.
Dude, you could probably buy anything. Your Xbox has Supreme on it.
Yeah, but that's just like one sticker. That you know how much that sticker costs?
No.
$100
Fuck. Yeah, dude, honestly.
I didn't buy it, bro, about it.
Jesus, dude. What the fuck? Supreme hoodies can go up to like $150, $200
Also, Rowan wanted to get the fucking Elton John, like, fucking America jacket that's like $1,500 What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Jesus, man. He's going to grow out of it in like 2 years.
So dumb. But, yeah, no fucking. Supreme is ridiculous. Like, I can't believe they can just, like, sell you a crowbar. It says Supreme on it.
Yeah, just $350 Yeah, just because it says Supreme on it. But that's a good business tip for anyone. If you want to start a clothing company, honestly, just come up with one fucking sick ass, like one word, two word thing.
And a picture that doesn't make any sense.
And like Rip and Dip, dude. Rip and Dip, sick. But it's just like, what the fuck is it? I don't know. It's fucking sick, bro. You're ripping and dipping. No one knows you're ripping and dipping until you're dipping.
But can you dip? Can you dip and still rip at the same time?
Well, you could pack a fat dip.
And then you dip.
You pack a fat dip, Copenhagen Wintergreen.
And you rip?
And then you start ripping.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then you start dipping.
So, but what if I'm ripping and say if I was running up to the ocean and then I dipped in the water?
You're ripping and dipping.
Oh, shit, that's sick.
But if you're dipping and ripping, is it like, I'm in for a dip. Oh, shit, gunfire. You get out and you're ripping. Then you're dipping and ripping.
What are you talking about with your rippity dips?
Yo, we're coming out with some sick ideas. North Face, and then these guys came out.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, it's a wolf. It's a dog. It's just a dog going like fucking love, peace out, hang loose logo, whatever.
When you're ripping, you always dip.
Yeah, you're dipping. You're dipping. You dip whatever you want, man. Pizza? Pizza? You're dipping.
I thought cheese sticks? You're dipping. We'll sell authentic Mexican cuisine. Right before we serve the food, we ring a massive bell. And so it's Mexican cuisine, so it's tacos, so we just call it Bell Taco. And we just ring the fucking bell. And
yeah, everybody comes make it authentic. Make it authentic. There's a Taco Bell. There's a Taco Bell out there, right?
This is Bell Taco.
But this is Bell Taco. We got bells, whistles, and tacos.
Go to the local town, just ding, 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 ding. Everybody fucking knows what that means.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, my Pop-Tarts. Make sure when you eat Pop-Tarts, you toast them.
Yeah, they suck raw.
If you ain't toasting them, you're a toaster strudel.
If you toast them, they're good cold.
Yeah, they're good cold.
Or you just, have you ever, like, taken, like, fucking Reese's Puff cereal and then just fucking poured milk in there and then cracked up cold fucking Pop-Tarts and just thrown them in?
No, but have you ever had Mr. or Mrs. Christie's? It's Mr. Christie.
Mr. Christie?
Yeah, why Mr. Christie cookies.
Oh,
yeah, Mr. Dad's.
Well, I know Dad's cookies.
No, Mr. Christie Oreo cookies, like the mini bite ones, the bite sized Oreo cookies, dude. It's like the Graham.
Yeah, dude.
And you just treat that shit like cereal. You pour a fucking bowl of mini Oreo cookies in and fill that shit up with milk.
Holy fuck.
And if you like Oreos and milk and dipping Oreos into milk, you're gonna love Oreo mini cookie cereal milk dips.
Fucking diabetes.
And that's how we rip and dip. Thanks for tuning in today. We got Liam. We got Isaiah, but he's a fucking beta cuck. This guy.
This guy's
been on 3 dates and hasn't smashed one single fucking.
Two dates.
It's coming.
2 dates that cost him $350.
Hey, no.
They didn't cost $350.
2 dates.
Dude, tune in next time to figure out what happens next.
Tune in next time.
That's next week's episode to find out how the date went and if Isaiah was, in fact, cucked again.
All right. Peace out. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. That's @dude_convos. I think it's all capital letters. It's dude all
bro
uppercase.
Dude bro convo. Is
it? Oh, yeah. We're. Dude. Oh, bro. Dude convos. Ripping and dipping out.
Have our sources.